In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
So before I get rolling, I'd like to ask you all a favor, a little exercise. I'd like you to take a moment to think of a time that you were at your best. A moment or situation or event when you were at the top of your game, where love and grace were flowing through your veins, where you not only did and said the good thing in the right moment, but somehow knew the goodness that that moment needed. Now, don't overthink this. Just pick one that comes to your mind. Try to feel what that top of the game moment felt like. Just think about what that felt like. We'll get back to this exercise in a moment. Our family had a wonderful vacation at Lake Superior a few weeks back. There are 14 of us in all, counting the baby on board of our middle daughter. As you might imagine, we spend a lot of time outdoors. The nature of nature is an amazing thing. A revelation of God, really, at its core. Fully grown trees growing out of solid rock, their roots finding just the right crevices to take on life-giving water that they need. The smoothest rock your feet can possibly imagine, from the water patiently wearing down the rough edges over thousands and thousands of years. Water is still as glass that rises up with waves so big that when they crash, they tremble the very foundations of the ground. And caterpillars that become butterflies so delicate, you can see the green tint of the leaves that they're on through those wings. I've discovered that for me, there is no other way to experience the nature of nature than to get out in it for an extended period of time. Now this week in the church, we're celebrating the Lord's Transfiguration, when Jesus took Peter and James and John up on a high mountain, and he revealed to them the divine light, showed them his true nature through this brilliant, shining glory. And the Savior's face shone brighter than the sun, and even it says his clothes became radiant. So great was that light. Christ's divine nature was on display as far as the disciples could bear it. As far as they could bear it. Jesus was showing them and us who he truly is. God in human form. God with us. Jesus is God our Savior. And the Transfiguration reveals that truth to us. Now, one of the customs that we have for this festival is the blessing of fruits. And one of the reasons we bless fruit is that they reveal in a glorious way the real nature of something that might have seemed quite ordinary. If you didn't know any better and you were to look at a seed, doesn't matter what kind, apple seed, strawberry, watermelon, corn kernel, if you just saw the seed and you didn't know any better, you'd say, oh, okay, there's a little thing. Even a nectarine pit is just, oh, that's a little bigger and a little rough. But its true nature is revealed only when the seed is planted and nourished and watered and given light and the growth starts to happen and it takes time and then you get a tree or a vine and it flowers and then finally this amazing fruit, which in itself is also a life-giving force besides being a nutritious and tasty treat. It has that life force to continue that life cycle in itself. At Lake Superior, I have to spend some time out in its nature to see some of its fullness. Only through the fruit do we see the true nature of the seed. And only through the light of the mountain do we see the true nature of Jesus Christ, one who is both God and human. And here's where, in my opinion, it gets even more interesting. We see what the Transfiguration says about the divine nature of Jesus, about the nature of nature, about how something that's hidden can be revealed. But what does the Transfiguration say about human nature? What does it say about our own essence, who we are as people? Was that glorious light shining from Christ's face only about the divine nature, or is there another layer? In the set of hymns called the Apostica for this feast, we hear these words. In his own person, Christ revealed human nature, arrayed in its original beauty. Christ revealed human nature, arrayed in its original beauty. The light of Transfiguration not only reveals Christ's divine nature, that glorious and radiant light also reveals humanity. That light is us, our nature, your nature, human nature as it was created to be. We were created to be light. Jesus aglow with radiant light is how each of us are originally designed, how we once were. In Exodus, when Moses comes down from the mountain having received the Ten Commandments, it says, he wasn't even aware of it, he said his face was shining. So much Aaron and the others were a little nervous to even look at him. They're like, what's going on? And when Moses realizes that, he took to wearing a veil over his face so that people would look at him. Being in the presence of God caused Moses' true human nature to come forth. There's a story from the Desert Fathers where a monk named Lot goes to Elder Joseph. And he says, Abba Joseph, I fast a little, I pray, I meditate, I live in peace as far as I am able. What else can I do? And the elder Joseph stood up and reached his hands to the heavens, and his fingers became like 10 flames of fire. And he said to Lot, if you are willing, you can become all flame. All flame. The light of Transfiguration is our original beauty. It's what we are designed to be. It's not a miracle. It's a restoration of who we are as human beings. Have you ever met someone so full of love that their face shined? That their face just shined? I bet you have. That's the first glimpse of Transfiguration. That's it in its infancy, is when you see someone's face shining because they're so full of love, when the love of God fills us and we become radiant. That's human nature in its reality. And if you've seen that shine in someone else's face, there's a pretty good chance that someone else has probably seen it in yours. Which brings us back to that moment I asked you to remember. When you were at the top of your game, in that moment when love and grace were moving through your veins, and you not only did and said the good that was needed, but instinctively knew what that true goodness was, that feeling, that moment when you are united to and filled with the love and grace of God is an experience of Transfiguration. It was your moment to shine. It is what your human nature was created for and what it's capable of. The apple seed, the still water of Superior, a fuzzy caterpillar, become pretty amazing things because it is in their nature to do so. And it is in your nature to become so filled with the love of God that you become all flame. Amen.